Gee, that gut of yours sure doesn't inspire confidence. This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of November 4th, 2004.
All right, police!
Bad Cop No Donut! Bad. Cop.
No. Donut!
It's under law, and I rule.
A Whitehall, Wisconsin police officer accused of sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl pleaded no contest to charges of sexual assault and misconduct on Monday. Daniel Wineski is facing up to 7 years in prison and a $20,000 fine. The officer assaulted the girl in his squad car in 1996. Sentencing was delayed to give the victim time to prepare a written statement for the court, but the judge in the case is quoted as saying that he plans to send the officer to prison for as long as he can. A Bridgewater, New Jersey police officer who stands accused of covering up a shooting at the home of NBA star Jason Williams said he is hiring a new lawyer because his had once represented Williams on a firearms charge. Eric Alena is facing charges of witness tampering and misconduct in relation to the shooting of a hired driver at Williams' mansion in February 2002. Prosecutors say that the officer called in sick to work the day after the shooting and instead contacted witnesses to the slaying. On Monday, the retrial of three of the Oakland police officers known as the Riders finally got underway. The three are accused of beating suspects, filing false police reports, and obstructing justice. A fourth officer, who should also be on trial, is believed instead to have left the country. A judge declared a mistrial at the officers' first trial. At the height of the Riders scandal, over 100 residents complained that they were abused by dozens of officers. The city of Oakland paid an $11 million settlement to the victims of the officers. In a related story, complaints of police brutality in Oakland are up 43% this year compared with the same time last year. The Park County, Montana Sheriff's Department has been under fire in a courtroom where a former officer is suing over his unfair demotion. Officer Ed Kinnick is arguing in court that his demotion to jailer was unfair because other officers in the department frequently engaged in much worse behavior and are never punished. Kinnick was demoted because he allegedly refused to properly investigate a complaint of brutality filed against another officer, primarily at the request of the complaining witness, who did not wish to pursue the matter. He's showing evidence in court that his fellow officers engaged in political retribution, stole drugs from an evidence locker, acted officially in spite of conflicts of interest, and frequently used department computers to view pornography while on duty. Further allegations are expected to come up in testimony not yet heard by the court. A sheriff's deputy in St. Martinville, Louisiana, was arrested last Friday and charged with a sexual offense. Sharon Boudreau was arrested after information which came from a local jail about the misconduct was reported to police. The matter is still being investigated, but the officer has been charged with one count of malfeasance in office and one count of malfeasance in office sexual offense, and is free on a $5,000 bond. An Edmonton, Alberta police officer who was fired is trying to claim his dismissal was unfair because he is a depressed alcoholic. Michael Malish's official troubles started when he was bankrupted and lost his wife after he turned to alcohol following the death of his mother. In 1998, he developed an inappropriate intimate relationship with a woman who was the victim in a domestic abuse case that he was investigating. In 1999, he tried to buy crack from an undercover police officer. After he was disciplined for those two incidents, he returned to work in 2001, only to use an unmarked police car without authorization for the purpose of picking up a prostitute. He was also disciplined for this, but was not fired until he contravened his no-contact order in the case of the woman who he had had the inappropriate relationship with. The officers' lawyers are making their arguments before the Law Enforcement Review Board, who will release their decision in writing. In a related story, a Regina, Saskatchewan lawyer, who was beaten and falsely arrested by Edmonton police for jaywalking, dropped his complaint to the Law Enforcement Review Board because costs were prohibitive and because he says the complaints process is unfair and flawed and places too much onus for proof on the victims of police abuse. Three police officers in Scottsdale, Arizona, have lost their jobs, and another has been disciplined this week following an investigation into misconduct. Officer David Kiss is accused of engaging in unprofessional conduct, which included having sex in police stations while on duty, failing to perform duties, and falsifying reports. Officer Patricia McCormack is also accused of failure to perform duties and falsifying reports. Both officers have resigned to save themselves being fired. Two superior officers are also accused of failing to properly supervise their subordinates. One of those has retired to save himself from a demotion, and the other has been disciplined. Police in Chattanooga, Tennessee are investigating themselves after two separate brutality complaints. A videotape has been discovered that shows police beating a handcuffed man. There's also a report that police drove a homeless man out of town and pepper sprayed him. In the first incident, the chief of police restricted the duties of two officers after he saw a convenience store surveillance tape which showed officers beating and using a stun gun on a handcuffed prisoner after a police chase which took place last September. A lawsuit has been filed on behalf of the victim of that beating. Police officials also confirmed that a complaint has been filed by a homeless man who claims that Chattanooga police drove him to a nearby suburb and let him go after spraying him with a chemical. Police from another jurisdiction discovered the man and took him to hospital for treatment. A city councilman in Laurel, Mississippi has been arrested after he allegedly threatened a police officer during an altercation at a police station. The councilor claims he had gone to the station in an official capacity to lodge a complaint against an officer when the dispute took place, and that an affidavit which accuses him of threatening the officer is not accurate. The counselor had been attempting to file a police brutality complaint against Sergeant James Kirkley, who he accuses of brutalizing people in the community he represents. The counselor, who is the chairman of the town's public safety committee, says he has received four complaints about Kirkley. A former Washington, New Jersey police officer who was supposed to be serving a three-year sentence behind bars has been released on parole after mere months. In April, a jury convicted Officer Danny Moore on charges of official misconduct and harassing his ex-wife. Moore used his official status to determine his wife's whereabouts after their separation. He also followed his wife and made harassing phone calls to her residence. He was not convicted on a more serious related charge of stalking his ex-wife. Moore began serving his sentence in June but was released into parole this week and is now at home. Moore has filed an appeal of his conviction and is suing his ex-wife for custody of their five children. Lansing, Michigan police officer Darren Dusso was charged earlier this month with felony larceny for stealing drugs from a home, but it wasn't the first time the officer had been in trouble. In 2002, two different women filed complaints against the officer, claiming that he used his status as a police officer to force the women to perform sex acts on him while he was on duty. In 2003, the women sued the city of Lansing and Officer Dusso for damages. The city settled the case out of court for $280,000. Dusso was never charged in those cases, and critics are now suggesting that the failure of the department and local prosecutors to deal with the officer properly may have given him the opportunity to further damage the credibility of the police. A veteran Miami police officer suspected of being crooked when he was a narcotics detective over a decade ago was arrested on drug charges last week. Michael Flynn, an officer since 1982, was charged with trafficking heroin and possession of cocaine. He faces a possible 30 years in prison. An investigation was launched against Flynn in August after complaints were made that he used an official vehicle to pick up prostitutes on two occasions. During the investigation, Flynn sold drugs to undercover officers on three occasions. At the time he was charged, Flynn was restricted to desk duty because of a 2003 arrest for domestic violence. According to prosecutors, Flynn beat his girlfriend in her apartment, at one point shoving his gun down her throat, damaging her teeth. His trial in that case begins in January. In 1991, he and his partner at the time were investigated for perjury, official misconduct, and falsifying arrest records. In a related story, Miami police were also under fire this week for the fatal shooting death of a mentally ill man, which witnesses described as unjustified and preventable. Police statements contradict statements by witnesses who say the man was a victim of two brutal police officers, Millie Garcia and Della Oros. A Denver man who was arrested at gunpoint while taking out his garbage has won a $75,000 settlement from the city in his racial profiling lawsuit. The man, a veteran who was on his way home from his job as an airline mechanic, was confronted by police who shined a light into his car and then followed him home. The charges that police laid against the man were eventually dropped, and the two officers involved in the incident were disciplined. The city of Denver has admitted to no racial profiling or misconduct by agreeing to the settlement. The chief of police in Edgerton, Wisconsin, has resigned after being suspended from duty for 90 days. Chief Keith Burdick was suspended for his inappropriate conduct during an investigation of a local alderman, after which the alderman was forced to resign. The commission, which decided to suspend the chief, found that witnesses at his hearing, mainly other police officers, lacked credibility. Two Boston police officers were convicted last week of obstruction of justice in a case involving an assault by one of the two officers. In June 2000, Sergeant Joseph Lemoore assaulted a man by forcibly removing him from his car, throwing him to the ground, and striking and kneeing him in the head. The sergeant and another officer, Joseph Polito, then conspired to come up with false witnesses who gave false testimony about the beating to investigators and a grand jury eventually. Both have been found guilty on charges of conspiracy to obstruct justice, witness tampering, obstruction of justice, perjury, and subornation of perjury. The officers who have not yet been sentenced are facing a possible 20 or more years behind bars. A woman in Tennessee has filed a $250,000 lawsuit against two officers and the city of Lake City, saying that the police assaulted a 12-year-old girl. According to the lawsuit, officers Todd Johnson and Mark Shelton were executing a search warrant at the home of the girl and her mother. After forcing the girl's mother to lie on the floor, the girl was placed in a chair and forced to lift up her skirt, exposing her breasts, and ordered to pull down her pants to her knees. She was forced to stay in the chair for over 2 hours, during which Officer Johnson shot the girl's dog in the paw, directly jeopardizing the life of the girl when the bullet passed between her legs. The commander of the Delaware State Police was placed on leave last week while authorities investigate sexual harassment claims made against him in a federal lawsuit. The lawsuit, filed by a female officer, claims that L. Aaron Chaffinch told sexually offensive jokes and demeaning stories about women while at work, discussed his sexual desires and skills, and repeatedly thwarted attempts made by women to advance within the department. 12 lawsuits claiming police brutality were filed this week against the police department in Blue Island, Illinois. The brutality ranges from beatings and false arrests to unprovoked attacks by police dogs. Community activists believe that these cases are just the tip of the iceberg and that many more lawsuits will follow. The lawsuits are partly brought on by the outrage felt by the Latino community, who comprise more than 40% of residents, after the death of a 73-year-old man who was attacked by police several weeks ago. As we told you at the time, in that case, police tackled the elderly man, sending him to hospital where he died 4 days later. The man's death is still under investigation. 4 police officers in Norman, Oklahoma, have been fired for taking and distributing illegal steroids. One of the officers, Kyle Sherman, is also facing criminal charges of conspiracy to deliver a controlled dangerous substance. A school district police officer in Tyrone, Pennsylvania, pleaded guilty to corruption of a minor last week. Officer Mark Fraley was immediately sentenced to 5 years probation and ordered to have no contact with the teenager who he had sex with. 2 Hartford, Connecticut police officers have been arrested and then quickly released for misconduct that led to a wrongful arrest, search, and seizure. Officer Franco Sanzo and Nathaniel Orwitz tampered with and fabricated evidence used to obtain an arrest warrant. The victims say that the officers harassed them during the arrests, in addition to damaging their property and stealing jewelry and money. The officers testified that they had seen one of the arrestees selling drugs at a time when he was incarcerated on an unrelated offense. Sanzo subsequently retired from the force, and Orwitz remained suspended without pay. A so-called respected Toronto police officer, Darlene Coulis, has been charged under the Police Services Act with searching a confidential police database for non-police business, which is a serious act of misconduct. The officer is expected to be suspended and few details are available about the nature of her inappropriate search, although it has been suggested that it could have been at the behest of her husband, who is himself a former police officer. Email us your comments and story ideas at ihatepigs@hotmail.com. From CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto, I'm Ron Anisich. Each week we end Bad Cop No Donut with a song about the police. This week, it's Pigs Will Pay by Propagandy.
Can you pick?